Well, hello and welcome. We're back. This is Joshua Petrowski, as always, joined with my brother Paul. This is episode 58 of 90 Minute Life for Sunday, April 3rd, 2022. Paul, welcome back. We're back.
Man, and apologies that our off-season has not gone to plan
whatsoever. Not exactly.
Whatsoever. Like, everything that we had planned to do has completely, for lack of a better word, like, fallen to shit. And not so much that we couldn't get things, just stuff was happening behind the scenes, and now I'm sick, and not COVID though, just actually just regular sick.
Yeah. It's the road to get to episode 58 has been a little bit bumpier than we planned,
and
a little longer than we planned, but
yeah, because we had a whole thing planned out that we wanted to do, and we weren't able to do it. So, apologies for those who were maybe expecting that stuff. We weren't able to follow through on it, and then apologies to the other guys who we've been trying to book with for.
We'll find a way.
Since the end of last season, we've been trying to get together and.
Yeah, those gentlemen know who they are.
Yeah,
and we're putting it on stone that we will get the chance to talk with them eventually here.
So shout out to those guys, and we weren't able to.
Yeah, it got a little crazy. I guess there's been a lot of life things happened in the last, month and a half. So we won't go into too much detail about what those things are. Maybe find us in person and
guys don't care about our personal lives. I'm just kidding.
But yes, speaking of footy talk, this is episode 58. What do you say we start off the way we've been always starting, and we'll take a minute to say that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. This is kind of an on-the-fly thing, because it's been a minute since our last episode to now, and some crazy world shit has also happened. So
yes.
I think maybe we should extend it for a minute, just because we do have some listening ship in the Ukraine. So our thoughts and prayers go to everybody in the Ukraine. Even if you're not in the Ukraine, if you're affected by it. Hell, if you're affected by anything. If you're struggling in any way or whatever, this extra minute, however futile it is for you guys.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
I guess I
Yeah,
broke.
that's okay. That was like right at the 2 minute mark.
I had to do the sniffles so bad, and I was waiting like, uh-oh.
Yeah, everything that's going on in Ukraine right now, and just in general, you know, like racism sucks, and we're still doing a minute for that. So it's just, you know, there's a lot of stuff going in the world, and we appreciate everybody being with us. You know, we do a little tiny soccer podcast, and hopefully people are still listening, and we get the chance to do this and to take our minds off of everything that's in the world right now, you know. So
yeah,
there's a lot to be thankful for being, like, when you look out in the grand thing of like what just happened in our lives, in our personal lives, of, you know, compared to other parts of the world, it wasn't
not that bad.
Not too bad. Yeah, you know.
Hasn't been that bad. So
but yeah, but in saying that, you know, we are with everyone who's been affected by the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, and and we're also still giving middle fingers to hate and racism, because it's shitty. So
yeah.
And yeah, that's that.
Let's fucking racism.
Exactly. Fuck racism. Let's jump in, I guess. We definitely have a lot to talk about, but
I know.
We'll
so
just
I
kind
guess,
of pick a few
yeah.
big topics and
everybody like I'm sure I and apologies if we're your source of news shit, cuz then we've really fucked up. If you are our source of news, because a ton of stuff is happening, but maybe let's just keep it current and let's maybe do the obvious one first.
Yeah, let's talk about the big thing in the soccer
world.
Yeah,
like the biggest thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Canada.
Yeah, Canada qualifying.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
World Cup. How can you tell we're a little rusty too? We're like trying to not talk over each other. Like,
It's like, oh, who gets to say it? Who gets to blah, blah, blah? Yeah. Canada qualified for the World Cup. Like, who would have thought that we could say that?
Yeah. I still can't get over that. We get to say that sentence. Like, Canada's going to Qatar. Like, Canada's going to World Cup. Like legit.
Like, yes, we're awesome at hockey and lacrosse and curling, but so are other countries. Like,
yeah.
Japan is good at curling.
Mm-hmm.
Just to throw that out, just because I saw them playing somebody. Hell, I might have, this is going in the summertime, I think. I saw highlights of them playing somebody in curling, and Japan were good.
Oh, cool.
So, like,
yeah.
Other countries are good at stuff, and we're starting. The point is, we're also now getting good at soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Canada's put their one of the, 38 countries? How many? I can actually count them.
I believe this is the last tournament of 38. Or sorry, 32. Sorry, it's 32. It's going up to 38.
Yes, it is 32 nations. There's eight groups. To talk about the groups for a second, Canada is in Group F with Belgium, Canada, Morocco, Croatia. So that's Canada's group. And I'm super excited. I get to talk to a few people at work. One of our guys at work that I work with, we were talking about, because he's from Morocco. So we were talking about Team Canada and Canada's national team and Morocco. And then there's another person at work, and she's from Argentina. So we were talking about that. So it's, now that Canada is in World Cup, I can talk more about national soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
From the point of view of Canada, like, Canada's here. It's a super exciting. I'm still not quite sure what that means, that Canada's in World Cup. I haven't quite gotten over it yet. It's still in the honeymoon stage with it. Like, Canada's going to World Cup. Like, I need to take time off work. Yeah. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's awesome. Like, again, like
Yeah.
me and you were, or sorry, not me and you. I was 2 years old when they cl when in 1986. So
No, I was three. Yeah, it's been a
that
long
just
time.
goes to show you the like how long it's been to see or how long it's been for Canada to get in there. And it's only, and not to say that we haven't had teams in the past, but I honestly do think we have the we've got the best team I think Canada has ever had.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. This is a special group of guys, and to see them, them going to World Cup. Like I specifically wanted this group that we have right now. Like I want these guys specifically to go to World Cup and take that challenge head on. And whatever happens, happens. We don't know what's going to happen, but it's like
And
these guys. Like so many things have happened, and like every new game they play, and then if they win, like every new win, every new thing they do is a new milestone of, well, this is the first time this has happened in 20 years, and this is the first time this has happened since the 90s, and this is the first time this has happened in 15 years. Like they keep breaking these long droughts of various, like, oh, this is the first hat trick, this is the first hat trick goal since 1990 whatever. You know, this is the first time that they've played in Gold Cup and whatever. It's just so good.
and just to show the world how good of a team we have and other people that are listening, so I'm looking right now at the statistics for Ligue 1 in France, and I was looking at the top goal scorers. I can't even find Lionel Messi. I went as far as the top 50. Neymar Jr. from PSG is 50th in the league with 5 goals.
Okay.
Then you go all the way up. Jonathan David is in the top
Yeah.
five, is in the top five with
Yeah.
13 goals.
He plays for Lille, right?
He plays for Lille.
They were just didn't they just win their league championship?
Last season.
Yeah, they're like they're league champs right now.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
just to show, and then so the only person, I guess, and I say PSG, well, they're the biggest team there because they've got the superstars and stuff. Kylian Mbappe now is number three, and he has 15 goals. But
Wow.
a Canadian player playing in Ligue 1 is top five, Jonathan David.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
if
That's
people don't
fantastic.
think we're the real deal, like he's outscoring Messi. So there you
Yeah.
go.
Well, and then you have, so he's representing Canada in Ligue 1, and you have, obviously, you have Alphonso Davies playing for Bayern Munich.
Yeah, Tejon Buchanan plays in Belgium. No, or yeah, Club Bruges. That's Belgium.
Yes,
Yeah, he plays.
I
Yeah,
believe so. Yeah.
that's the Belgian league. Kyle Larin plays in Turkey with I don't know the proper way of saying it. It's either Beşiktaş or Beşiktaş.
Okay.
One of those two is the proper way of saying it.
Yeah, I think
But
I've heard
that's,
both. I've heard both pronunciations, I
you
think, in
know
real
what?
life.
I've actually heard everybody call it Beşiktaş except for Terry Dunfield.
Okay.
Terry Dunfield for One Soccer calls it Beşiktaş.
Maybe that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, so I mean, like,
Who knows?
is it
I don't know.
Demiurgor or is it Demiurgier? Like,
Oh yeah.
yeah,
For our
exactly.
black metal fans out there, they'll know that band.
But
yes, Canada's got.
that's my point. Like we've who would have
Yeah.
thought that one of the highest scorers in Europe is a Canadian?
Yeah,
And
Canada's got like top talent in almost like every league. You know, it's
Jonathan
good to see.
Herdman, he became the first coach in history to coach both the woman a woman's side and then the men's side to a World Cup. So,
Yeah, and I think when it comes, and I don't think he's, I think I heard it from somebody that he hasn't coached. I don't think he's ever done like a club, like I don't think he went from club soccer to national. from wherever he went to, from wherever he was, he just kind of went, he skipped over club play and went right to national team. I think I could
well,
be wrong.
Let's pull up the good old awesome source of information, Wikipedia. Everybody can take this with a grain of salt because it's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But just for the sake of doing it, let's pull a Joe Rogan and search stuff on the fly.
Yeah, I'm typing it into. You wanna...
Oh, that's an old picture. Holy shit.
Oh, did you find it already?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm on an iPad and you're on a computer.
Okay, so his coaching career. I guess he coached in New Zealand women's.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. So look at that, eh? Like, he's that good that he's only coached, like, this is his third side.
Hibiscus Coast?
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't know what that is, but...
Not going to lie, I thought hibiscus was, wasn't hibiscus like a flower or something?
I think so. Either way, but yeah, so shout out to Jonathan Herdman for being a fantastic coach.
Oh, and if you're listening, I'm still trying to get you on our podcast. So, you know, hit us up on the Facebook and the emails. 90minutelife@outlook.com.
Yeah. Yeah, Jonathan Herdman, we'd love to talk to you.
I'm not cool enough because his representatives like screen his emails, which they probably do. I haven't even gotten a, we appreciate your feedback, or, you know, I haven't even gotten a corporate let go yet. I've just gotten dead air. So just maybe I should lie and say I'm like with Sportsnet or something.
No, we're not doing that.
Or I'll come up with a cool sports, like a, come up with my own sports league. That's like, whoa, who's that? They sound legit. And it's just a guy sitting in his basement with a Hey Y'all iced tea sweater on.
That's awesome. But yeah, it's just exciting that Canada gets to go to World Cup. And I will be taking time off in November maybe to watch some of those games, because I don't know how it's going to work for... Yeah, I can't wait to watch that first Canada game.
Well, let's talk about the group for a second. So we're in Group F.
Group F.
Man, I'm like, please don't put us in Group E. Please don't put us in Group E, because I don't know how we would fare against Germany.
Yeah,
it's Germany. Like,
let's see. I have a picture of all the groups here. Okay, so yeah, Group E would be, yeah, Spain, Germany, Japan, Spain. And then the Intercontinental Playoff Team 2. So I guess there's still two spots left yet. And I believe there's still a fourth spot from CONCACAF, from where Canada came from. So there's still a spot there yet. Oh, then there's another spot here. Group B. Euro playoff. So there's still three unqualified nations out there. So we'll see. But yeah, Group E. Group E, yeah. So Spain, Germany, Japan. Yeah, that would have been rough.
Like, let's go to our rivals, the U.S. They're in a little bit of a tough group because they've got, well, only because they've got England. I would like to think that they're probably going under the assumption that they could pick up points and maybe a win against Iran. And then they got to play against, I can't tell the acronyms who the fourth team is going to be.
It's Ukraine. Group B has, it's England, Iran, USA, and there's a Euro playoff.
Yeah, between Ukraine, Scotland, and is that Wales?
That part I can't see. I'm on a different article.
Man, I don't know too much about what's going on with the Ukraine national team, but I think they can put a team together. I think they should go in.
Hell yeah.
Come on,
Yeah, Group C.
Just put the Ukraine in there. Jeez. Yeah.
Group C, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico. That's our other CONCACAF rival. And Poland.
That's a group C. Like I'm trying to bring this up because I'm like, what's the group of death this year? It's all pretty
spread out.
Yeah. Like
there doesn't seem to be one group that seems to have every powerhouse.
Honestly, team if you're right in group now. If you're Portugal in group H, you should be going like we should be able to beat everybody here. And the only team that should put up any fight, your biggest one would be Uruguay. But
I don't know.
It's either Uruguay or Ghana.
This is where I show my ignorance to soccer because I don't know anything about national team. Okay.
Well,
I don't know who's good, who's not good. I couldn't even begin to talk about it.
Well, let's just
all I know is it's exciting.
Let's put blinders up to the rest of the groups and let's just focus on the one that we're in. So we got Belgium, Morocco, Croatia. We should be able to pick up points against Morocco. Our toughest teams are Belgium and Croatia. The toughest being Belgium. One, you've got the best player. You got two of the best players in all of football on that team. You've got Lukaku, who plays for Chelsea, and then you've got Kevin De Bruyne from Man City.
Okay.
You've got those two players right there.
Okay.
Plus the rest of their team.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so
there was a guy that I was thinking of, Croatia, and I don't remember his name now, but Croatia and Belgium are definitely the toughest team in there.
Okay.
And isn't our first game against Belgium? Bless you.
Excuse me. I'm trying to cover up the headphones. I'm using wireless headphones, and I'm trying to – how can I cover these? How did it work? Was it pretty muffled?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't loud. So, I guess I think Canada's first objective will be can they survive the group?
Yeah, that's step one. So, we were just talking about it. So, for Canada's, my personal success for Canada in this World Cup, so in 1986, they didn't score any goals. That's what I've heard. And I've seen some pictures of on the internet of their 86 World Cup run. So they played their three games. So I guess they didn't score. So step one, score a goal. Which I know it's funny. I know it's funny, but baby steps, every step at a time. You take one step up the ladder at a time. One run at a time.
The good thing about the World Cup is if you're John Herdman, or if I'm John Herdman, I'd be like, we have nothing to lose.
No, that's everything the thing.
Fuck it. Yeah. You go full tilt every single game. You give players whatever legal drug or steroid that they're allowed to give and just...
No.
You just give them all...
Everybody drink energy. Everybody drink a Red Bull before the game. No.
Everybody drink a case of Red Bull and you just hallucinate that the players are that the players are... Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know. But I know what you mean. But I think... So, step one, score some goals. And I think they will. They've been doing that fairly handily in the World Cup one.
It would be interesting that we did really good in this last run of qualifying.
Yeah.
I know everybody likes to go with Alphonso Davies, but... Fuck,
he's very good.
We did really good without him there. And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Shows the depth of... It shows the depth of this men's national team that... When with him being out on a medical condition for a bit there, the rest of the team is like, okay, well, he's out with a heart thing, so let's go. We still have a job to do.
Well, here we go. Here's a question on the spot for you.
Okay.
In this last run of qualifying, who is your favorite player for the whole thing? the three games there.
Let's see.
You can only pick one.
I was going to say, I wanted to cheat and say all of them. Let's see.
No, because I just finished watching the Book of Boba Fett. And so I'm pulling a because I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't seen it yet. So you know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I'll pick one player.
Yeah, you only pick one. And you got like Kyle 10 Lahren. Seconds. Oh, okay, Kyle Lahren. Nice.
It was between him and like Buchanan, but then I also had a star. Actually, can I take that back.
Okay. You get Atiba one mulligan.
Okay, one mulligan, Atiba Hutchinson.
Yeah, give it to Hutchinson. Mine is
Atiba Hutchinson.
I was flip-flopping between Alistair Johnston and Tajon Buchanan. And yeah. I give it overall to Tajon Buchanan. Because it's almost like the guy is somebody has a controller and is playing FIFA and is controlling him. Because some of the shit that he was doing is like, holy shit.
Yeah, he was. That's the thing, though. Like, I had a list of players in my head of, like, well, I could pick this guy. Like, so, like, Kyle Lahren or Eustachio or Osorio and Atiba Hutchinson, Alistair Johnson. Like, I wanted to pick them all because they've all... Richie Laye, like they all have kind of elevated. Like
they all had their really good moments. Alistair Johnston, his big game was the last game against
Well, we played Panama was Panama. The most recent game.
Panama was the last game.
Jamaica was the game where they qualified.
And you know what? And not because that they qualified and they did it in Toronto and they scored four goals. That was my favorite game. Actually, that was probably the best CONCACAF game I have ever seen.
It was really good.
Only because it's almost like the ref just said, okay, you guys just play.
Yeah.
Like there was hardly anything. Like there was hardly any stoppages. They just let them play. It was awesome.
So I got really so I was watching that Jamaica game, like the game that Canada qualified in, and like watching that game, after the game I started watching like as many kind of like news reaction things to it from various sporting outlets, like what did Sportsnet say and what did TSN and CBC say. So I started watching all of it, and I guess watching the game, it's just obviously with it being in Toronto. It's just a field of Canadian flags. But I guess, so when you're getting your ticket scanned in at the front doors, you're like, it's like, okay, let's scan your ticket. Here's a flag. So they were like just handing out flags to everybody.
Hell yeah.
They just, because they wanted to fill that stadium up, but everyone was wearing at least red. And there was obviously a lot of men's national team kits that they were wearing. But there was a lot of, just in general, like everyone was dressed up in their Canada best. And even though it was fairly chilly. But seeing all those Canadian flags and then hearing that, like, oh, man, I could almost cry talking about it. But, and then you hear everybody sing the anthem, like 30,000 people singing O Canada. Like,
Jonathan.
I got emotional watching it.
Got a tear there. And Osorio doing the drum at the end.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
So
I
that's
forget,
why,
was
like.
That, was, did he bring, was that his kid that he brought on?
I mean, I think they all brought their kids on.
Did he bring a kid? I want to say he brought a kid on. Anyway, that was pretty cool.
And this is what going to World Cup, like to hear Canada's national anthem play at a World Cup game.
If we weren't there,
that's
going to
be insane.
Who would we be going for? If Canada wasn't there, who would me and you be cheering for?
Well, me and you personally, probably, I guess Germany. Just
yeah,
because
so
we have some family there. But
well, that's the point. So, like, the World Cup is if you don't have your host nation in there, you cheer for like family lineage or whatever.
I guess
whatever country you maybe you just because you watch a shitload of English Premier League. So, I'm like, I'm cheering for England. Or
Honestly, I probably would. I'd probably cheer for England as a second team of like, okay, well, I like English Premier League. Let's cheer for them. And
you don't, if you don't have your host nation, you cheer for either whatever country hosts the league you pay attention to, or it's family heritage stuff that you cheer for. But now we'll be like, fuck, man, the entire country gets a host country to cheer for. So we don't have to cheer for England. Not that I don't want England to do good, but not at the expense of Canada.
We get to cheer for our home
Like,
country, which is Canada.
I would love
It means a lot.
if it becomes Canada versus England at whatever point, if it gets there, and Alistair Johnston completely slides in, takes out Harry Kane, and we know what kind of challenges Alistair Johnston can do. It's like he goes into surgery mode and like, all right. He uses bullet time from like Max Payne and like, okay, if I put my leg in like this, I can take the ball away.
The one actually another so it's
Or
another
like,
player that I really like to watch, and this kind of connects to Cavalry FC, is I like seeing Sam Adekubi. I like seeing him on, and I get we get I
oh
like that
yeah.
the Adekubi I like that the Adekubis are spread out. We got him on the national team, and then we
Who
got him
does
on
Sam
Cavalry
Adekubi
FC.
play for?
I don't know his club. I can bring it up though.
I
Let's
know his
see.
club. He plays for excuse me.
Here we go. So I'm just bringing it up now.
He plays for, I can't even pronounce the team, but he plays over in
Hotspur.
yeah.
So I'm just gonna
So oh, he play in the Turkish League. He plays in the Turkish League.
plays in Turkey, Hotspur.
Or
Apologies if I'm not pronouncing that correctly.
man, it'd be awesome to see like Canada versus Portugal and boss around Cristiano Ronaldo. Actually, you know what? I think I'd prefer to see that.
It's exciting that we get to see these crazy matchups of Canada playing all these countries.
Yeah.
Like I just can't wait. I just again like I get to talk to people that I talk to people that work about it, and every time I loved going into work every day during the qualification run that Canada just finished up. And I was it was really nice to be able to tell them like Canada wins, like yeah, Canada won. And I kept every almost every game they were playing, it was like Canada won, Canada won. And people were slowly going like, man, I think this is a good team. Like people weren't expecting Canada to do well.
Well, I mean,
But then
maybe that's good. We can
they
just
did.
fly under the radar, and
I
then
hope so.
we just
You
go
know what I
unnoticed, and then all of a sudden
yeah.
we're like in the group stage, and it's like, wait, what?
What I like, what I hope happens is that we get to all of Canada is going to be paying attention to this. It's a growing group every day, but like soccer fans who have been paying attention to this and know what this means, and it's going to be like a large group of the country, a large portion of the country doesn't know that Canada one plays soccer and two qualified for World Cup for the first time in 30 years, but they're going to be seeing everybody party and they're like,
Well, what a party.
what are we partying about? It's like, where have you been? Canada's in World Cup. And it's like, what? It's like, yeah, and we're doing good. Like, I can't wait for that day.
The World Cup turns people who don't give a shit about soccer into soccer fans.
Exactly. That's what
Especially
I'm
if the
excited.
especially your if you're ho like wherever you are, whether you're in Poland or you're in the USA, you're in fucking Texas and Texas and doing pistols at dawn. Why are we partying? USA is in the World Cup. World Cup of what? That sport what they play with the ball? Oh shit, let's drink. Like
Yeah, like let's party.
no offense to
Yeah,
people in Texas, but
but yeah, it's exciting for the amount of soccer fans, like new soccer fans that this will bring in, and then coming out of it going, Well, I still kind of want to cheer for some. I still kind of want to, and they're on the soccer high of like, oh, Canada and soccer, and like, well, what else
Yeah.
can we cheer for? We have, and then you can direct them over here and be like, well, if you come over here, we have the Canadian Premier League. Look at all this awesome stuff.
Well, and that, see, oh man, see, that was a really good segue that we could use, or we could
See?
use that at, I see what you did there.
See what I did
And
there?
we're also coming up at like a legit like half point. So now we can say stuff like, "Hey, we're coming up to like 45 minutes. You can come
Yeah.
back and listen to us talk about the Canadian Premier League." But because I think that's a really good point to stop at for the Canada stuff. Now we can talk about the Canadian Premier League, and
Yeah.
so whatever you're doing, you can feel free to stretch your legs, do whatever, not stretch your legs, stay in the car. Hopefully it's on like Bluetooth or something and you can do it safely, or you can hit skip. I don't know what service you use. Sorry, just being sick, man.
Yeah.
I'm jacked up on like daytime stuff, and I just chugged a bunch of Buckley's before doing this.
Nice.
Only
That's
just so I
good.
don't start coughing and stuff. So
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about Canadian Premier League, Cavalry FC.
yeah, 'cause shit, the season starts this week.
Yeah, first game is the first game during the week or is it on Saturday?
Well, technically, the first game of the league is on Thursday.
Yeah,
Or
that's York United versus Halifax. Yeah, you're right.
yeah.
Thursday, April 7th is York United FC versus HFX Wanderers.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to start with Canadian Premier League? I guess do you maybe just want to so we because we got the first match on Thursday, York United versus HFX Wanderers. Do you want
Well,
to just maybe
maybe for a
talk about kits
splits,
for a bit?
we can do that for a second there. Let's look at York's and Halifax's lineup really quickly. And for the sake of as of this recording, the thing that I'm looking at on CanPL's website says it was last updated March 21st. So
Okay.
if this is behind or whatever, apologies, but
Oops.
I'm excited to see Martin Nash, his first game as a head coach.
Yeah, so York United, I mean, there's a bit of a cavalry connection there. You got Martin Nash, Oliver Menatel,
Giannopoulos.
Giannopoulos, Dominic Zator. Mind you, they're going into their second season with
Wait a
York.
second.
What'd you
Didn't
discover?
they? Is York United? They lost Nathan Ingham, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, he's. Oh shit! Yeah, he went to Athletico Ottawa. So,
He did.
yeah.
He did.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So York United, this is quite interesting because they've got so they're so they got new coach too. So Martin Nash, he's now their head coach. He's one of
Yeah.
four Canadian Premier League teams with either a new coach going into a like new coach, new season, or in the case of Valor, new coach. It's his first official season, but technically was hired in the last several games of the of last
Yeah.
year. So he did do a couple games last year, but I will include him in the new coach
Oh man, they got
in
like,
the
sorry, I'm looking at their roster. They got a guy named William Wallace. That's awesome.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, York United. I'm intrigued about them this year.
Yeah.
And just mainly because of, I mean, it's Martin Nash. Like I'm really intrigued what
Yeah, I want to see
his
them do good,
head coach.
not at the expense of Cavalry, obviously. I'm excited for that first game, though.
Yeah.
York United and
Halifax.
Cavalry, and but
No, York
Ottawa
United and it's York United and Halifax.
I know.
Because you said Yeah. Well, you said York United and Cavalry first.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that first game. Like the first
Oh,
game. Yeah,
the
the
first
first
matchup
game
between.
of in the season, yeah.
You're looking forward to when York and Cavalry play against each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But York United, they went through, we don't have to break down their roster here, but I mean, they're a
They
lot of
have
their
a.
play a lot of their players came back and they did some rebuilding. A
I
lot of
think it
players
was.
left.
I was gonna say it's probably about a 50-50, maybe a little less. I think a lot of guys came back from the last season, but not as many as other teams. So they've overhauled, like they've got a lot of new. I think most of their players are new.
And then they got, and
And
then switching over to Halifax, two,
they're always
four,
fun to watch.
five, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 returning players.
I think they have the
Excuse me.
most.
So 15 players coming back. That's really
That's
good.
good. That's
They
good for
let go a
them, yeah.
bunch of, at the, I know at the beginning of the season, or the beginning of the off season, sorry. I know we were saying stuff like, oh man, Halifax is going through a huge, because all I saw were players leaving. But
Yeah.
then looking at it, it's like, oh, well, they brought back like
They brought
three
back a lot.
quarters of their team. So, yeah, not too bad.
I'm looking forward to Halifax.
Yeah.
Also, gotta have to. It's a good thing to point out that he's one of the four remaining legacy coaches.
That what they're
Steve
calling it
with
now?
Stephen Hart.
Legacy coaches?
He's a legacy coach. He started in the inaugural season, and it's only him and just a few others. Tommy Wheeldon Jr. being the other one,
Yeah.
and I'm Bobby Smyrniotis from Forge, and I'm missing the fourth. Maybe there isn't a fourth. No, that's it. I think actually it's only three.
Yeah, that's it. That's only three.
That's right, my mistake. So we're actually there's only three left. So.
Because if you look at like Pacific,
They have a new coach.
they've gone through two now.
And they have a new coach for this new season, so they're
Jimmy
one of the new
Brennan.
teams. They're one of the new team's new coaches, Pacific.
And actually, no, I'm really curious where if Jimmy Brennan went anywhere.
I don't know. If he hasn't, he will. He'll land on his feet. He's a good coach. But
Oh shit, he played for Norwich.
oh, cool.
Yeah.
I like that
So I
too.
don't think he's gone anywhere as of yet.
Maybe he's just taking a little break, take some time off. But yeah. Do you want to talk about the second game
Well,
of the season?
yeah,
And
obviously.
that's on Saturday, April 9th, and that's our club is playing with Cavalry FC. I say our, just that's who we support. Home team, and mind you, we could talk a lot about Cavalry. We could spend the rest of the episode talking about Cavalry, and we probably will.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. And I
So that's
wish
good.
that.
It's
Oh,
going to
go
be a
ahead.
good game. Well, Athletic Ottawa, they're one of the other teams, like York United with a new coach. Athletic Ottawa have a new coach. And I want to quickly bring it up because I don't remember what his name is.
I never remember what his name is.
I've seen it a few times, but I can't entirely remember it. One thing really quickly that they're doing, which I'm really happy to see, is that they're dedicating what I think might be all proceeds of that of their because it's a hot it's a Ottawa's home opener. They have a Ukrainian colored alternate kit that you can buy, and proceeds go to charity,
Oh, nice.
as well as I think there's a thing called they're calling it the Pay What You Can. So you can, and with all proceeds of that Pay What You Can initiative going to Ukraine as well. So they're doing a lot for in their home opener, Athletic Ottawa, for Ukraine. So I wanted to quickly say that that's really cool, and I think that's awesome. So let's see here. Does it, can I find his name, the coach's name? Oh, maybe that's it. No? No. Okay, so I don't know if you're able to bring it up faster than me, but I can't seem
What are you
to
trying to bring up?
very just the name of the coach of Athletic Ottawa.
Oh.
Just because I'm did you find it?
Well, no, that's easy to.
Oh, here we go. Carlos Gonzalez. So he is the new coach of Athletic Ottawa. Young too, I think. I think we talked about it maybe
Yeah, we have.
yeah, 35, so.
Oh shit,
But
he's
yeah,
younger than
just
me and he's coaching a team? God damn.
yeah, good for him. Yeah, so what so I guess do you want to talk a lot about Calgary here? Let's talk about Calgary.
Yeah, as you fucked up. I'm just kidding.
Who knows?
But no, obviously I'm itching to see Cavalry back on the pitch.
Yes.
Only because the players that I wanted to come back have come back. In a perfect world, I would have wanted Mo Farsi back, but he had other aspirations, which is fine. So
So I guess with Martin Nash going to becoming the head coach for York United, I don't know if we it might have happened before this up. It might have happened after our last episode, but Nick Ledgerwood is our new assistant coach
yeah.
because he has retired from play, but he's coming on as assistant coach. So be nice to see Nick Ledgerwood still involved with Cavalry FC. See if see what his coaching style is like and that. But yeah, just but yeah, it's like you, all the guys that I wanted to see come back have come back. Like really, I really hope that why am I blanking on his name? Anthony Novak. I want to see him light up that pitch with some goals. That'll be fun to see.
Yeah, between him and
Joe Mason came back.
yeah,
So that's
exactly.
good.
So between him and Joe Mason, I want to see some light up the scoreboard action here. Ben Fisk also came back as well, so that's good.
Ben Fisk is back. Quick shout out to Marco Carducci and we wish him well on his road to recovery. He's recovering from he was diagnosed with testicular cancer. It was dealt with, but he's on his road to recovery
Yeah.
through that. So we wish him well on that, and by all means, take the time you need to get through that. But if he recovers and he's able to hit the pitch this year, that'll be fantastic. But we wish him well on his because that's a bit of a thing to get over. You know, that's
Yeah,
not
exactly. So
that's
it's
you know.
funny. Like, I remember when we announced that we got a new goalkeeper, a German goalkeeper, Julian Roloff, was like, why are we getting another keeper? And then,
Now we know why.
yeah, like, oh, okay.
So,
Yeah, that makes sense.
somebody else is coming back who we were really hoping we were going to see again, but we weren't expecting it. Karifa Yao.
Oh, thank Christ.
Karifa Yao is back on loan from CF Montreal for another year. So that's oh, I'm so excited. He won the player of the year for the Foot Soldiers. So that's really cool.
Like, we got like Mason Trafford is back, Karifa Yao is back, Dan Clomp is back,
Well,
and Tom
and there's
Beal.
another Trafford.
Oh yeah,
We
we
have
got
two Traffords,
we got
Charlie
another
Trafford.
Trafford, yeah. The cousin of Mason Trafford.
Charlie. I have his name right in front of me, so.
Yep. So
Yeah, Cavalry's looking really good this year. Like, it's one of those things where so far every year, like when you look at them on paper, know, it's just like, man, there's a lot of good return, like all the players are returning that you want to see back, and Yes, there's always a few names where you're like, oh man, I wish they would come back. But then they bring players in who are, now I don't know some of the, for the players that are coming in, for the brand new players, I don't know much about their play style or anything like that, but they sound cool. Like when you're reading their little, the little bio there, you know, it so sounds great. Sounds like they'll be a good addition to the squad. Like at this point, it's like in Tommy we trust. Like he seems to be able to put together a really good squad every year. So I have no doubt that a lot of these guys will turn into new favorites. So yeah, I'm just excited to get get to ACO Field, and that home opener can't come any sooner.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it. It'd be good to get back to Spruce Meadows and
Yeah, and
party,
there's
see everybody again. I think
a
our lineup is, again, like our lineup is as strong as ever. I don't know, you know, because it'd be good to see like Ali Moosey has come back because he's off injury. And
Yeah.
depending upon how we go with the injury front this year, like,
Yeah, last year we kind of there was quite a few injuries last year. Now they did well despite it. Like they I think Calvary last year, despite the injuries, did very well. I guess Elijah Adekubi, he'll be back. Like and he'll be on the pitch, I think. I think he was out most, if not all, of last
he
year.
was out the entire season last year.
Yeah, so
We got Joe Mason late.
yeah.
So I think it'd be, but now there's like, this is the second full season, as in they were able to have a full proper preseason this year.
Yeah.
The team went over to Mexico. They had a tournament. They pretty much went, they played three games. They went 1-1 and one. So
Oh,
one
cool.
win, one draw, one loss.
Okay.
They've been able to have other preseason games. I've heard that we had a preseason game against FC Edmonton.
Oh,
And
just looking at the roster, Fraser Aird from formerly of FC Edmonton from
yeah.
previous season. He's on Calvary now.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, shit,
so
yeah.
that's interesting.
I'll take Fraser Aird. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, he was awesome. I would have liked to have had Easton Ngaro. But I guess between Novak, between
So I'm just looking
Novak,
at.
Mason, and I guess like, well, fuck, who else do we have as
Well,
Mason, Novak, and I guess another striker could be like Ali Moussi.
we got Alan Moussi, we got Victor Latorre.
He was used as a striker. Or you know what? Like, it'd be really awesome because obviously, I guess my football nerd brain now is turning on.
Okay.
And maybe this, I don't, I think we tried it last year. I don't remember the games because I don't have that good of a photographic memory. But when you've got players like Ben Fisk and Sergio Camargo, and then you've got the back line of Karifa Yao and Dan Clomp, hell, even Tom Field, or not Tom Field, I'm talking about, who am I talking about? David Norman
Well,
Jr., who was,
Tom Field is a defender, so
I meant David Norman Jr., who
he's
was,
more midfield, but
he
yeah.
was awesome.
Yeah.
I would almost, I would maybe try to operate with a false nine this year.
I mean, we also we have a we have Mason Trafford
Just,
on
you've got the
defense
people to
as
do
well,
it.
so
Maybe
yeah.
operate, you have your, what, maybe have a central striker and operate with a false nine. And I know we have tried that in the past, so before everyone gets up in arms, like, oh, we've done that and blah blah blah.
We can try it again, but
I know we've done that, and again, the games of where we've done it are eluding me at the moment.
yeah,
But
I'd like to see it. If it
or
works, why
if
not?
not a false nine, go old school and you have two center forwards up front. Fuck it.
I mean, when I look at Cavalry and look at how many players have the word midfielder, but I know most of our midfielders at any given point can also score goals too when they want to. So it's just like there are very, and you know, we're going into the fourth season of the Canadian Premier League and Cavalry FC. Like they're a, you know, they're an attacking minded team. So they have enough, I think they have enough players.
I say go all out this year and you have two attacking forwards all the time. You put, sure. And you have yeah. Joe Mason and Anthony Novak starting all the time. And then as long as you've got David Norman Jr., Ben Fisk, and Sergio Camargo, you have one of those three. Or fuck it, put all three of them in there.
Yeah,
You change people's position and you say, oh, you're a left wing. Well, guess what? Now you're a wing back. Oh, you're a left back. Now you're a wing back. Oh, you're a center midfielder. Guess what? You're a center forward now.
Yeah.
You change people's position if you can, as in
yeah,
you see if people what other positions people can play in, which Tommy already does. He's explained it, and so people don't have to go up in arms and be like, oh, mm-hmm. We've already done this and blah 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 blah. At least that's what I would do. As long as Sergio Camargo, Ben Fisk, David Norman Jr., you get all three of those guys on there, or depending upon how you want to do it, maybe two out of three, one out of three, whatever, because one of those three is a really good link player. You get Joe Mason and Anthony Novak. You get both of them up front.
Mm-hmm.
You get the pain in the ass Escalante up there. Maybe he does more of a pain in the ass role this year. Just poking the bear of the other team. You get Joseph DiChiara going in there for some roadhouse action when he needs to.
Oh, that's almost his nickname from me.
His nickname is Roadhouse. Nickname.
Yeah.
His name is Joseph Roadhouse DiChiara.
There's a t-shirt in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Picture of Joseph DPR and it just says Roadhouse.
go in there for that.
Actually, you know what?
Throat rip.
You know what? You have the. It's a T-shirt with the movie poster of Roadhouse, but instead of Patrick Swayze, it's Joseph DPR there.
Oh.
In cavalry gear.
You should make
it happen. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it happen. Anyways, yeah, I'm excited for the. As per every preseason, I say the same thing every preseason. Oh, man, I just can't wait. No, our team looks really good and deep, but it does. It does. It looks really good. Plus, we have a cool home kit. We haven't really talked much about the kits. Not that there's much to say. I like ours.
Yeah, I like our kits.
Yeah, we have a really nice alternate kit, that green one.
Like ultimately, like I'm looking at the alternate kits right now. I am biased because maybe because Cavalry is our home team. But honestly, we win the kit war every year.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, the best other alternate kit goes to Valor.
Oh, okay, you like it? Yeah, it's good.
I'm not a big fan of white kits. White kits to me are boring. I don't like it when a team does white, and that's just me. So I'm so thankful that Cavalry didn't do a white kit. Though I think we could get away with it.
And I will say that at some point in Cavalry's, like looking back at like a, you know, when it's 20 years from now, we're looking back on a 20-year history of Cavalry FC. There'll be a white kit in there, 100%.
Probably, yeah. Like, and I like the green. I like what they did with the chevron in there.
It looks really nice. Yeah.
I don't like Edmonton's. That's gross. I don't like Tim Hortons. I don't like Forge because it's Forge, and again, they got Tim Hortons plastered on there like a camp shirt.
I like the coloring of their kit. I just. But I like the color gray. So
the color is nice. Yeah, I just whenever I see it, it's just like, oh man, Tim Hortons just ruins it. I actually don't like any of the York United kits this year. I think that Green Park, whatever, just ruins everything. I don't like it at all. Like, it's gross.
Okay. I don't
Sorry,
mind it.
no offense to all the York fans out there and maybe to other people, but just my opinion, I don't like it. I don't like Ottawa's. I don't, for me, if you're Ottawa, I don't get why your alternate kit is blue. But also too, like the come on, I don't like that come on logo too. That looks shitty and gross.
Yeah, I guess, and we've talked about it, like logos, like when it comes to logos, it's all subjective. Like,
Oh yeah, the
you
best
know.
logos this year, probably Volkswagen. Like Volkswagen looks good on a shirt. One Soccer, that the way the One Soccer logo looks good
It
on a
looks
shirt.
good.
And
Yeah.
WestJet looks good on a shirt, but like Swoop, Tim Hortons, Green Park, and come on, ugh, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, I
But again,
guess.
that's just my.
Yeah, I guess when it comes to kit sponsors, I don't mind it. You have to, that can't be helped or changed. But as far as the coloring goes, like for the most part, like I like blue, so if people have a blue kit, it's like okay. Like if you take away the kit sponsor from if you take out like Come On or Green Park, it's a nice, very, very nice blue shirt, you know. So even with Cavalry's with the alternate the green, you take out WestJet, got and you get to really see those chevrons. It looks really smart. Looks good.
And
So
then like and again like with the and then with the home kits, like I think we won the home kit again.
I like it. I'm gonna get one.
And then my second favorite one is Pacific. I like that one a lot just because it looks the way the
Looks good.
purple and again Volkswagen looks good on a shirt. Looks awesome. And then my
The
other oh go ahead.
I was gonna say, so right now their Pacific is the only one who haven't unveiled their alternate kit. Every team has, like Halifax has,
Yeah.
Ottawa, York. So yeah, it's just up to Pacific now to really to reveal their alternate, and we'll have a full the full range to look at. What do
And
you
then the
think? Pick a color out of the colors for Pacific. I think it's going to be like a, so you know that light blue they have in their logo, that cyan looking
that
blue.
would look kind of cool.
I think it'll be that or maybe white or something.
I'm hoping it'll be like, well, it's Pacific, so it'll be nice. Like, and then the other home kit I like again is I like Valor, the red and the black. That looks
Looks good.
awesome.
Yeah, looks good.
And then this, oh man, I just, sorry to York United fans, but fuck, you guys lost in terms of a good looking shirt. No, like, oh, just again that Green Park whatever, and then the. It just looks cheesy and has the skyline in there, like ugh.
I don't know. I don't mind it. I like it.
I
So,
don't like it at all. And then you got Forge
but at
looking
the
like a
same time,
pylon.
but at the same time, though, the only reason that my base level of like the lowest I go as far as not liking something is like, yeah, it's okay. That's the lowest I'll go, only because I don't have to really buy any of them.
That's true.
Because
Thankfully, and no
I
disrespect,
buy.
but I don't, and except for like the Cavalry Pacific and Valor, those are the only home kits I like this year.
And I guess,
I don't like anybody else's.
yeah, like Cavalry FC, so that's the team that we support. And so, yeah, I'll buy Cavalry FC's kits. But they did a really neat thing with they brought the sash back on the home kit. They got the sash, and there's a cool design in there. Plus, it's red. It's a nice red. So it's nice. It's, you know, not the most going on in there. So it's good. I like it. But
Yeah, we seem to win. We win the kit wars.
yeah, I don't have to buy all the York stuff or all the Athletic Ottawa stuff. Though I do like, I like it this year. It looks really cool, and I like it from last season, York United with that stripe, with the blue and the green striped kit. where it's got like that nice deep green and that nice deep blue.
Yeah.
When it was the kit that they announced when they changed their name to York United. That's a really nice looking kit. I've
That
seen
kit
all.
was nice. I did
Well,
like.
they still have it this year. It looks really nice.
Oh, then wear that
And
one. Don't wear the new ones.
it, but
Well, I guess they have to because Green Park, whatever, is the.
I guess more than kits though. And I guess it is fun to like talk about what you like and what you don't like. But ultimately, kits aside, I want to see these teams. It's more about how they play versus what their kits are, so.
Oh yeah, exactly. But it's also nice to represent a good looking kit, and sorry to the rest of the league, but you guys don't really have one.
The
Unless you're
only
Pacific
thing,
or Valor. Those they,
yeah.
and Halifax is nice too.
Halifax has got some nice stuff.
But
The one thing that I guess, and me and you've been talking about it, you were the one that pointed it out to me. And you are right of when you look at the wording that these are all labeled as alternate kits. So I guess that means that the
yeah.
away is still the same as last season and the previous season. It's the City Edition all black.
I see.
That's
I
I
like
like it.
that
It's
kit,
nice.
and I'm
So do I,
not.
but
I'm not bored of it. Only because that's the one thing I gripe about football is that why do we have to change the kit every single year?
yeah, but that happens sport wide. Like in like the entire soccer universe,
Oh
like every
yeah.
league, like English Premier League, they change kits every year, maybe twice
Yep.
a year.
No, once a year,
So
and I don't like it.
so 'cause it just means you got to spend money. But what was I going to say?
But I get it too, like especially in a new league still, like the
You gotta
Canadian
make
Premier
money.
League, and I didn't, and I was, and I mentioned it earlier, like finally, this is our second full season, as in we get a full preseason. And then there's a full season, knock on wood. Like, I hope
I'm knocking on the table, yeah.
nothing happens. And
The one thing I do like is that there's only maybe a couple midweek games. Otherwise, it's for the most part it's weekends, which I really like. I'm really happy with the majority of our games are weekends.
yeah.
And there's a couple Sundays, which is okay. Like our home opener is Sunday, but otherwise there's a lot of Fridays, there's a bunch of Saturdays. So I'm really excited about that because rather selfishly and I guess in my own situation, I work a Monday to Friday. I have traditional weekends of a Saturday and a Sunday. So if you have a game on a Friday and a Saturday, I'm a happy guy because that means I can don't have to take a time off work at all, or and I don't have to worry about, if I go to a game on a Friday night, if I have a couple beer, I don't have to worry about waking up early the next day because it's a
Yeah.
Saturday, or it's a Sunday if it's a Saturday game. So yeah. Really, really excited that it's a I think that's league wide too. There's a lot of, I think most teams, the schedules are mostly on weekends, which is good.
Well, totally.
So really, really pleased about that. So looking up, we'll have to, we'll keep our eyes to the news and see what happens with all the other stuff of words we won't say because they're bad words now. I don't want to say the word that we've been going through it for a couple of years now, and I won't say it, but hopefully that doesn't rear its ugly head. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Just ex I'm excited. Just less than a week left. Thursday, first game. Ottawa or York and Halifax.
And then, unfortunately, shout outs to our 109 peeps, but I won't be able to, I don't think I'll be able to attend the watch party of Atletico Ottawa and Cavalry. I will be at work.
That's right, you got to work next several Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least it's in April, so I guess Cavalry FC's home opener is in May, so at least you have that of you don't have to worry about scheduling work around home opener. I guess we won't know until April, but won't know until the future. But yeah, I might. We'll see what happens. Just excited. I'm excited that football is finally here. Canada's finally going to World Cup. I'm excited.
A lot of things to be excited for.
Do you want to talk about anything else, or do you want to maybe chit chat about other like randomy things, like movies or something for like a little bit, or what do you think?
I'd say, you know what, I think that's as good a spot as any to maybe close it up.
Yeah. We won't take, I said this, I remember saying this in our previous episode, but we should be on track of being able to do more current episodes. Like, we'll be doing episodes more often now. We're getting into the season and we're getting out of the stuff that was, we're getting out of our behind the scene life things that were taking up our time to do an episode. So we should be back on track here. Next episode, what me and you have to do for some homework, because I want to talk about it in our next episode, Paul, is the Canada League One stuff. I want to get into that. I don't know if you've seen some of the articles about that, but there's a new league here in Canada.
Yep.
So we got some homework to learn about that, what that means, and then we can talk about that, because I'm intrigued about that. I want to see what it means. So that's our homework. I'm making that public so that people can hold us to it. If we don't end up talking about it our next episode, they can go, no, but you said you would. So we will. So that's our homework between now and our next episode, is looking up those things and seeing what that is.
Cool.
But yeah, that was a good episode. That was fun. It's good to be back. Hopefully we weren't too rusty in this episode, but we're back, and we're happy to be here, and we're happy to have everyone listening, and we'll continue to talk about Canada soccer and Cavalry FC.
Yeah.
It's going to be good to, we hope you hang out with us for this season of Cavalry FC. And
yeah, we're so and, this year we've switched our seats, so we're still in section 108, but we're in the front row. We'll be sitting. We're hanging up a new banner this year.
Yeah, for anybody who goes to Cavalry FC games, that's where we are, and we have our season seats. And 108 is our section, and we're row one.
Just look for the asshole with long hair and beard, and look for the other asshole with a smaller beard, bald head, and glasses. Just kidding.
That's right. No, it's okay. Yeah, but come and find us, and come and say hi. Come and ask questions. You know, all that stuff. We appreciate everyone sticking around. And
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we will see you next episode.
Yeah.
And then ultimately we'll see you at the next Cavalry game, which is just a month away. So
I guess potentially our next episode would be probably next Sunday after the Cavalry game, because we can talk about how good or bad we did. Hopefully we did good.
Yeah.
Or hopefully we do good, sorry.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And if it's not next Sunday, then it's the following Monday. One of those two.
That's right.
So, yeah. Well, thanks everybody for listening. You can find us on the Facebooks. We have a Facebook page, though we tend to be very bad at using it, but we will try. We're old, and we don't, you know, social media is.
Well, I'm not old.
Well, at least to me.
Social media sucks.
But we will, it's just hard. At least I find it hard. I don't know. But we will try to use it. You can email us at 90minutelife@outlook.com. So NINETYMINUTELIFE@outlook.com. And you can find us on most, if not all, of the random podcast services out there, like Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Radio Public. Who am I missing?
Well, yeah, we haven't done
That's
that in
it.
a while, so who are we missing?
Who are we missing? I think that's it. We might be missing one or two. Apologies if we do, and you're listening to it and you're like, but you're on here and that's where I'm listening to it. I don't have the list in front of me. Obviously, we're on Anchor because that's how we record these things. So you can find us on there. Plus, you can use it to make your own random podcast about random stuff, which I highly encourage because it's fun. Yeah, this has been episode 58. Thanks for listening.
Have a good week,
Yeah.
everybody. Take
Yeah, we'll
care.
see you next time. And yeah. All
All
right.
right. We'll see yous.
See ya.
All
Bye.
right. Bye.